It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Krimer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. A very good morning to you, Martin.
And to you, Kalani.
A new US company, Planetary Resources, wants to mine platinum in outer space, and they plan an initial space launch in the next 24 months.
Yeah, you know, I just don't hope these Americans start raining on our parade. Eh? Platinum, the platinum patch belongs to Southern Africans.
Yes.
It's ours. And, you know, they're claiming this Planetary Resources that there's much more platinum out in space than there has been mined on the Earth so far. And what they want to do is they want to look at that low-hanging fruit, the asteroids. Mm. You know, science fiction writers have been writing about asteroids and the potential of metals and minerals on these asteroids for a long time. Mm. They want to turn that science fiction into reality. Mm. And, you know, I think all the journalists listening to them on April the 24th when they announced this dramatic thing were stunned. But when they said we'll have our first launches into space in 24 months, the guys just broke into applause because you needed a timeline, because we've been speaking about mining in space for, I think, four decades, and NASA has actually developed a lot of equipment, you know, to mine in space. But to actually get up there is going to be a different story. And these guys were saying, look, we've finished with the talk. Mm. And they backed, you know, Larry Page of Google is one of the investors. Mm. He's the CEO of Google. James Cameron, the filmmaker, one of the investors. And, you know, Eric Anderson and Peter, his co-partner, they've all taken people into space. So these are all people who are very familiar with space flights, human space flights, and they want to send telescopes in initially. So just like miners go out and prospect, they're going to send 5 telescopes up in the next 2 years. That's 24 months. So it's, you know, the timeline is pretty soon. The big thing, of course, will be to actually mine those asteroids. You know, it's all very well looking at them and seeing what's on them and choosing the ones that you know have got metals and minerals. But then to actually mine up there without people, which is what they say they're going to do. They're going to use robots. They say, look, we could fail. And obviously they could. But even if they develop all this technology, I think it'll help a lot of other industries because a lot of people will be interested to see what they see up there. Will also be interested to get some of those telescopes. But, you know, if they do advance in the robotics area, perhaps we could use those robots to mine at our deep level or something like that. So perhaps something will come out of it. We hope they don't mess up the platinum market because, you know, all they spoke about, platinum, $1,500 an ounce. This is the thing to get. And, you know, it's only $1,500 an ounce because it's rare.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want everyone to have it. So they must watch out.
Wow. Hey, let's only hope that the technology that will come out of this will help us as we mine platinum.
Exactly.
And that's it. And
then
we won't get anything out of it.
Exactly.
Fascinating stuff. Yet another African country then, Martin, is auctioning its mining reaches rather than giving them away on a first-come, first-served basis.
Yes, you know, Mozambique now decided to actually call in bids for some of its very valuable coking coal. You know, we've been watching Mozambique in the Tet province and we've been comparing it to Queensland in Australia. And when you go to Queensland and you ask them, where does all the wealth come from? They say it's the coking coal, you know, from the Bowen Basin. And what they found in Mozambique is similar to the Bowen Basin, very rich coking coal. And we've seen some of the big names go in there and spend billions of dollars just to get assets. You know, smaller miners have actually done all the hard yards and then the bigger ones have come in and paid billions of dollars. And Rio Tinto was one of them. Vale of Brazil is another. And now the Mozambique government said, hold on, boys. We know what's in the ground now. Now's the time to auction. Yeah. You know, now's the time to get some of those billions up front ourselves to eradicate some of our own poverty. So Mozambique is thinking now, well, it is actually planning this year to call for bids. And we saw Liberia did the same thing. You know, auction some of the areas that they know. Get some top dollar out of it. And I see that Susan Shabangu, our own minister, you know, is toying with this idea of auctioning, particularly where there are lapsed mineral rights and revoked mineral rights, or where you know there's a lot of value in the ground. You've got data. You know, why not call for a round of auctions and get the highest bidder in rather than on the first come, first served in a situation like that where the known riches are there?
South African defense products attracting the attention of another South American country, this time Chile.
Yeah, Chile is suddenly interested in our surface-to-air missiles. You know, we've seen the Brazilian Navy actually working with South Africa. Now, they're working with South Africa on the development of a new range of surface-to-air missiles and anti-aircraft missiles, where we seem to have a robust niche. And now suddenly Chile saying, yeah, we like what you've got on offer here. We know that the Finnish Navy is using our product. You know, the one supplied by Danel is being used by the Finns. That's a surface-to-air missile. And our own South African Navy, of course, is using the surface-to-air missiles. But what the... And the Chileans will be content, I think, to use what we've got. But the Brazilians are looking a bit further. They are looking at what we call the Imconto R, which is a long-range radar-guided missile, which they're going to both develop. And I'm sure there will be quite a lot of demand for that once they actually make sure that it turns from a development into an actual product.
Fantastic. Martin Krumer, Publishing Editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back again at the Coalface at the same time next Friday. Martin, thank you very much.